Let's see. They actually promoted this on a ticket email. They never do this weekend shows. That they announced the return of the rant.
Oversell.
Really?
I don't know.
Are you looking forward to this, Davey?
Yeah. I'm always pleased to have my leader and my former boss co-host with me.
So now you got to be subservient again?
Yes.
You're a bottom again.
Yes, I'm. Yeah. Well, I'm still a bottom with Danny.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. But there's no cataclysmic plane crash. There's no.
Well, we got the Norway thing we can tackle.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. There is a catastrophe.
And a train just derailed in China.
Oh,
and fell
awesome.
Off a bridge.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a rant unlike any other. So, Gordon, back in the day, why did you decide finally not to continue this? Because you were already working 5 days a week or what?
Because somebody told me I'd been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
I figured that was long enough.
They give you a watch or anything?
I swear it was like one weekend. Some guy said, congrats on your 10-year anniversary doing the weekend show.
And then he immediately
quit. I put in my notice.
I think the last 2 years or so, I think you did the Saturday show out of pity for me.
Well, I didn't want you to be homeless, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want you to be homeless.
So where are you guys today?
We're back at the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show, which is the rebranded Dallas Boat Show, I believe.
They got a blingy yacht out there or anything? Any like a Tiger privacy
More,
type
we're
yacht?
We're staring at the Ed Hardy mobile right in front of us.
It's an Ed Hardy
yeah.
mobile.
It's like matte black speedboat. You know, with giant speakers for you to wakeboard to jams.
It's got a skull hanging off of it.
It's not a cigarette hole boat, is it?
No, I don't think it's for. I don't think it's for sale. I think it's for like a rental thing, or
it
like
is.
They take you out to wakeboard or something. I don't
How
know.
How many speakers are blasting off the back of that thing?
I know. What, you got to be extreme.
I'm so tired of the world having to be extreme.
I mean, when you're
better get used to it.
When you're jumping the wake. You need your jams.
God. Everybody just needs to calm it down a little bit.
Good luck.
I'm sure.
Everybody's got to have a kick-ass life, don't they?
I still have not made the lap in here yet, and I don't know that I'll have time, you know, because I got stuff to do. But, but yeah, they have everything from. We're right next to the little pontoon boats. Not to say that they're inexpensive, but they're probably on the lower end.
Yeah.
And then they have the million-dollar yachts here. Probably not, you know, like offshore-type boats, but as far as the biggest thing that you want to put on a lake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got it. How come Giorgio isn't helping you out today? Because he's the big boat guy.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't ask him.
Oh.
I don't have a relationship with Jubb.
Mm. Barely have a relationship with me.
I know. I see Gordon like 3 times a year now. And every time I see him, I'm asking him for something.
By the way, I saw the movie Limitless last night. Either of you guys see that?
Is that like Unbreakable?
No, different. It's you can take a pill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's with Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
dang,
yeah. You can use 80% of your brain instead of 20%.
And I think 20% was high. I thought the guide was like 10% or 5%.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it only lasts
TC's
like...
TC's using 4%.
If
yeah.
that. And it only lasts a day.
So you got to take it every day.
You got to take it every day, and the
so he turns like 25 grand into like 10 million in a week or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that was the problem where he got way out there really quick, so he got on everybody's radar.
Right. He wasn't coy about it.
But interesting premise, and the street price allegedly back then during it was $800 per pill.
But if you can recoup that money,
oh, yeah.
You're smarts.
Yeah, that sounds like a fair trade.
Oddly enough, that pill didn't teach you how to act any better, I noticed in the film.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, now I was
so 800 bucks a day, was that kind of your habit back in the 70s, Rick?
Yeah, that was me, Dave. Way to bring back that funny joke.
Burns a hole through his face.
Yeah, well, it just gets funnier every day.
This looks like a softball.
Wow, I didn't know that was such a hot button for Rick.
Apparently it is.
It's the same old stuff.
Dave brought it up.
Yeah, he did bring it up.
Can you smash up the smart pill and snort it if you want?
You could. Somebody injected
one guy
it.
Injected
no, it was a, but it was a gel. Looked like it, you know what it looked like? It looked like a contact lens. Yeah. You know?
But some guy, so it melts on your tongue?
Yeah. Some guy did inject it, though.
But in 30 seconds, you were completely aware of everything.
That sounds awful, really.
I think it was information overload.
Less awareness. Yeah. That's why I drink alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Less.
I want to be less self-conscious. I want to be dumber.
Yes, thinking too much is a problem.
You know, it was kind of a ripoff of The Matrix because he could remember a show he watched when he was a kid, and he immediately remembered how to fight.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like Matrix where you downloaded a program and you needed to do everything.
That's stupid.
I don't know.
Did he also, remember the whole Kama Sutra and do real good with the ladies?
I never really saw him making love in that movie.
He did. He did one time.
He did twice.
He got his girlfriend back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did they show them doing it?
No.
I was watching a plain version of the film.
Oh, okay.
Which I think...
Edited for content?
Yes.
No, there wasn't any nudity in the movie.
Well, I was just saying, I have no idea whether there was.
Yeah, yes. He didn't see the theatrical version.
Well, he didn't miss anything.
So he could be like Sting. He had total control over his penis.
Yes, and his sphinct.
His sphinct.
Weaker.
I don't know. It was better than I thought.
Obviously, you don't have that woman standing by you like you did last week.
Yeah, where's that PR gal, Dave?
I guess she trusts Gordon more than Danny because she split.
Boy, somebody didn't tip her off.
No. She didn't read the email.
I give this show 35 minutes
email
before it goes
list.
Black.
What's going on? What are you talking
dark.
About?
Nothing.
The boat show PR lady. So, okay, so here's the deal. Last week...
We don't have any speaker, do we?
No.
Yeah, no, turn the speaker on.
Yeah, the rant never brought a speaker,
we don't need the speaker unless somebody begs to listen.
God, we were just talking about Sting and his fang.
So last week, and we've been out here. This is probably 3 or 4 years in a row with the orphanage. Just me and Danny, and we've always seen this same lady. You know, she's the one who set us up last year with Twiggy the water skiing squirrel as our special guest.
Sure.
It was awesome. So last week, I guess before we came out here for the show, she was tipped off to a YouTube video of us with you and Mike Reiner out at Barktoberfest from like 8 years ago where we start working blue and this lady comes up to us while we're on the air and says, "Y'all, there are children around here. Can you guys please tone it down?" And so the PR lady watches this on YouTube and then proceeds to sit right there 5 feet from us and watch us like a hawk the entire show last week.
Last week?
Last week.
Yes. Were you here last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were here last week.
So this is a multi-week deal.
Yeah,
okay.
Last week and this weekend. So she wanted to make sure that we didn't sully the name of
the new
ultimate summer boat and outdoor show. Yeah, I guess that's why they had to change it from the Dallas Boat Show.
They
didn't want to associate with the orphanage.
After one weekend with you guys.
So, yeah. But I guess because Danny and his homeless hair isn't here, she decided that we were safe.
You need a locker in a closet or anything?
Still going with that?
Yeah.
I noticed Corby cut his hair. I hadn't seen Corby in a while, and he showed
totally,
up at the station and cut it.
He totally chopped it all off, right?
Yeah, but he's extreme, though. He's either long hair Corby or... You know, prison guard Corby.
Prep school,
yeah. Or some such. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I guess we're already late. So
yeah, the rant's ready.
We've got everyone primed. Hopefully everyone that read the email blast is by the channel and
what
ready.
What is the ticket doing? And now I'm checking this Twitter feed, and people are all getting excited about the rant.
Yep.
And you're right, Dave. This is an oversell.
It's time to deliver, boys.
I know. I stayed up all night last night going, "Oh, my God, people are going to be so disappointed."
I mean, I came here prepared just to ride shotgun to your monologue.
Uh-oh.
No, I was just here to kind of laugh at your monologue.
No one wants that. No one wants that.
All right.
Good luck, boys. We're counting on
you. So we need to scramble and come up with an hour and 50 minutes of content starting now.
Maybe Sting Sphinx will call in.
the student of evils. He's the station cancer.
He's the devil zone.
Gordon Key.
It is 10:20 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And yes, this is a special edition of The Rant, or The Rantfinage, or The Orphanage with special guest co-host Gordon Keith. Any of those are appropriate. But I am Dave. I am regularly on this program, for those of you just tuning in because of the Ticket email blast. And I am a former member of the Rant Farm System that was created by Gordon Keith. And I do this show every Saturday, the Legacy Rant time slot, 10 to noon. I do this show every Saturday with Danny Bayless of the Hardline, but he is on vacation this week. And Gordon graciously offered, or actually accepted my request to co-host with me. Hi, Gordon.
What up, bitch? What's going on?
Well, let me get this out of the
way
real quick.
What is TC doing here? What is he?
He just likes to watch radio.
Well, he's not even watching. He seems very disconnected with anything that's happening on this side of the table. Is he, like, looking for stories? What does he do out here?
He's probably looking for horrible mashups online.
He's not microblogging the show or anything. He's not.
No. Although I do want to encourage people to live blog the show, and I'll get to that in a second. But let me cover our sponsor, our location today, because we are at Dallas Market Hall. This is the second weekend in a row that we're here, and it's the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show, formerly known as the Dallas Boat Show. And you can go to boatshowandmore.com for a full schedule of events and discount coupons. But they have more than 50 exhibitors. They have boats, wakeboards, floats, water skis, boating accessories. And then they also have kids' activities, including a fishing pond, a ropes course, an archery range, and lots of other stuff.
They got an archery range out here?
For kids. I don't think they'll let you do it.
Oh.
You could try.
I've kind of gotten back into archery.
Hunter Gordo?
Yeah, you know, and I need to update my bow. I have a compound bow from about 94, and I went and looked at bows, and they are so much better now than they were in 1994.
Technology has enhanced since then.
I mean, bows are badass now.
All right, so
they got things on them called whisker biscuits. Doesn't that sound vulgar?
Yeah, I'm excited, though.
It's a hole that's surrounded by hair.
Do you look through it, or do you lick it?
You lick it right before the shot.
Right.
You lick it, and then the money shot happens.
They have advanced compound bows. Well, as I mentioned, we very much encourage live blogging of this momentous rant reunion. I know it will underdeliver and completely disappoint, but if you would like to participate in the show, we will have an Ask Gordon Keith segment later on at 214-787-1310. But don't call now.
I don't know about that.
Don't call now, because we're not going to go to the phones right now. But if you want to participate in the program by live blogging with us, and maybe your comments will be read on the air, or we'll engage your topic.
So what's the point of live blogging it when you can just listen to the show?
Well,
why would anyone follow the blog when they can just listen and get it firsthand and form their own opinion?
They listen to the show, but then they, I don't know, maybe I'm misusing the term live blog.
How'd you get that scar down the side of your mouth?
From the Ticket hockey game against Chicks.
You're kidding me.
Uh-uh.
That's a pretty serious scar.
I know. I ran into a little midget girl at center ice, and the top of her helmet sliced my nose and my lip open.
Good Lord, that was...
I had to leave the game. I couldn't finish the game. I had to go get stitches.
Were you all bloody?
Yeah, I was super bloody.
Yes.
I went and sat on the bench and had this big failed smile
blood
on my
grin.
Face. Yeah, I had blood grin. And then somebody looked at me and they said, you know, you better get that looked at.
Are you sure about that?
What am I look? Oh, my
this,
goodness.
That's Liz? Positive.
That
Which it, one?
On the right. That is such deception. All right, let's get to the live blogging aspect, because we don't need to really so much address what TC just showed us, because we don't need to.
That was pornographic.
We don't need to out.
He showed us a whisker biscuit.
Yeah, we don't need to out what that was. But on Twitter, Gordon is at Gordon Keith, of course, and I am at Old Waver. And so if
wait, what? You're what?
At Old Waver. OLD.
Yours is Old Waver.
Yeah, OLD WAVER.
Oh, okay. I finally get it.
Yeah.
Rather than New Waver, you're an Old Waver.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I, as Dave Wilson readily knows, I have a blog entitled oldwaver.com.
Dave Wilson from like the Eurythmics or something?
No, Dave Wilson, our board op.
Oh.
Because he hates it every time I mention it and self promote.
That is not true. I like the blog.
Okay, good.
Well, I just want you to promote it more, because sometimes you forget.
I didn't even know that you're blogging. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with you.
We need to go have lunch, and I'll tell you all about it.
Nah, I didn't know seeing you.
No. Yeah, so anyway, but the more important Twitter address is at Gordon Keith, because both of us have the Twitter feed pulled up so we can see anything you guys are writing when you include at Gordon Keith. And then also, if you're not on Twitter but you are on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/ticketorphanage, and you can post on the orphanage wall on Facebook. So we've got those things pulled up, and we will address your comments as they happen. And already, you're getting rave reviews on...
How many times are you going to say, it's now driving me crazy?
At least 500 more times. But you're already getting rave reviews for your whisker biscuit, you lick it, and then the money shot happens line.
Oh, wow. Boy, people have really high standards.
Yeah.
I love this, that they enjoy quality art.
That's what they expect from the rant. Extremely lowbrow, easy double entendres.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't I ask for a picture of a girl's ovaries? Was that during break?
No, that was during break. But if you would like to ask for a picture of female ovaries to your Twitter address.
Female ovaries. Okay.
Now,
do guys have ovaries?
No, guys don't have ovaries.
But women can have undescended testicles.
Yes, and we I think we'll talk about that later. That was a fascinating article that you posted about women who have man parts inside them.
Yes, inside. They look like a woman on the outside, except they got a shallow vag and undescended testicles.
Right.
So they'll be genetically...
Jamie Lee Curtis syndrome.
Yeah. They'll be genetically male, even though they're outwardly female.
Right. You can't tell the difference.
Yet, Christopher Guest gay married Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Is his marriage legal? Or did he have to go back?
I think it was legal because they put
she puts female
on the birth certificate.
Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely need to get into that, because that is a fascinating topic, and it's completely appropriate for the rant.
I think you have an undescended vag. That's my prediction. Early in the program, that's my prediction.
Or an extendedly descended vag.
I think you used to have an undescended vag. And then it descended and filled with balls.
So that's Gordon. You know what to expect from Gordon. And as he mentioned during the break, if you want to twit pick him a picture of your ovaries, you may just take a close up of your tonsils, because he can't tell the difference.
Just iPhone a pic of your uvula, and that's good enough for me. I can pretend.
he'll hunch over in the corner here, and it'll work just fine.
I'll hunch like a monkey and be done within seconds. Doesn't matter.
All right, so coming up next, more with Gordon Keith on the Fake Rant.
Sunday morning.
Get breaking sports news first, guaranteed, delivered straight to your cell phone. Text JOIN to 44939, and you'll find about sports first. There's no spam. There's no selling your info. Just ticket text alerts to maintain your P1 status. Text JOIN to 44939. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I wonder if they did a ticket text message about the rant, since they did the email blast.
I don't know. I'm really surprised it did that email blast. That was damn nice of Kat to promote our station.
Yeah. It's the first time they've ever promoted anything we've ever done.
Really? How long have you guys been doing this? I guess as long as
I've
not been doing it.
Yeah,
I have no idea how long it is.
4 or 5 years now?
Are
four and a half
serious?
Years? No, yeah. Gosh, I guess it's 5 years because it happened in the spring. Like April, May is when you stopped doing the show. And by the way, the show this week is happening at the Dallas Market Hall, the ultimate summer boat and outdoors show, where there are boats galore and activities for the kids. Go to boatshowandmore.com, and they have discount admission tickets and a full schedule of events if you would like to check out what's going on.
All right, now we had an interesting thing happen this morning, Dave.
What's that?
You and I rode together.
Yeah, it was nice of you. It was nice of you to swing by and carpool.
I was in your neighborhood. My dealer lives down there, and so I was in the neighborhood, and I give you a call up, and I say, hey, Dave, you want to ride together? You say, yeah, sure. And I say, well, I'm right around the corner. I'll be by in a second. So I drive to your house, and you come out, and I'm getting ready to get out of my car and get into your car, and you hop into my car, so then I have to drive.
But you pulled into the driveway behind my car.
Well, I'm thinking, you know what? Is it going to be too weird if I just say to Dave, look, if we're just going to both go in my car, that means I'm driving, I'd rather just ride by myself. So would that have been rude of me if I had said, after you had hopped in my car, say, oh, I meant you drive.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to drive, then I'd rather just really ride by myself.
I thought there was something up because as soon as I sat down in your passenger seat, you said, sorry, man, the car's a mess. And I look around, and there's hardly a speck of dirt in the car. And I'm like, it's better than my car. And
well, at that point, I'm trying to make up any excuse.
Right. Then you're
to
like,
get out of my, well, you
it's,
know.
It's totally fine if you want to drive. And I was like, no, I'll ride with you. It's fine.
Yeah, my alternator's really been screwing up lately. Man, I don't know if these tires are going to make it. Gordon, they look brand new.
They still have the blue on the wall sidewalls.
Yeah, but so
you should have just called and said, "Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Do you mind driving me?" Instead of, "Do you want to ride together and then pull up in my driveway behind my car?" Because my natural assumption is, oh, he's coming to pick me up. How nice.
The reason I pulled up in your driveway rather than staying out on the street while waiting for you is your street looked a little dirty, and I didn't want to get my car messed up.
Yeah, totally understandable.
And plus, I was like, and I was going to ask you this, if I had parked at your house, I wanted to make sure I could park in your driveway, and I wanted to see if you had a canopy that fit my car, a car cover.
Yeah, I don't have a car cover or a LeBra for your car.
Because I'd forgot my car. Usually I carry a car cover with me at all times. You know, when I park.
Anytime you park.
Anytime I park, I throw the car cover on there.
So not necessary.
Just to make sure my ride stays sweet.
That's ridiculous.
So when we were in the car driving together, of course I have
That's not even the awkward part.
No, I was just bringing that up just as a side note. I have my very cheap coffee from a local establishment that no doubt has very unfair trade coffee, but they don't care because they live on the margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the car, and all of a sudden it's, do you mind stopping by the Starbucks where I can get me a coffee and an NYT? So you're wanting your newspaper, your New York Times,
your
highbrow coffees and everything.
I asked you when you called, I said, do you mind if we stop and get coffee and a newspaper? And you said, yeah, sure. And then I got a Dallas Morning News.
I thought you would pick up on the fact that I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit and that you would withdraw
while you were on the phone.
Request.
You wanted me to infer so much from this phone call. That I was not to make any stops and that I was to drive you.
Yes. That's the way I'm doing you a favor.
Right.
So you need to drive me and make no stops and generally try to avoid as much eye contact as possible.
Yeah. Oh, so here, we go to the Starbucks and...
I don't mind you looking at me once or twice to compliment me on my outfit or whatever.
Okay. So we get to the Starbucks, and Gordon pulls into the parking spot, and he says, I'm just going to come in with you so I don't have to sit here in the car idling like an F.
That was an awkward quote, but yes, go ahead.
And so we go inside, and immediately his eyes get big as dinner plates when he sees the number of people inside the Starbucks, and he's like, is it always this crowded? Is it always this, what's going on? There's so many people here.
Yes.
And so I...
All those humans.
I know. All those commoners.
Emitting stuff, and their skin flaking off, and getting in the air circulation system, and...
Their doo-doo particles floating up from their sphincters into your nose.
I'm sorry?
What?
That's what happens when people toot. Stuff that was in their intestines goes into your face.
Anyway, I just didn't like how crowded it was in there.
So I
go. It was nothing but a bunch of white people, too.
Well, that's because it was the Knox Henderson Starbucks.
What does that mean? You're saying that black people aren't good enough to get in there?
No, it's just a very lily white neighborhood. It's on the outskirts of Highland Park.
Well, it's highly trafficked. I would figure that some people from other neighborhoods may stop in there.
They may.
It's just a white hangout.
I guess.
I don't like those.
And so I order my coffee, and Gordon says it's the gayest coffee order ever, which I doubt, because I've heard plenty gayer.
First of all, coffee should never come in a transparent cup. That's not coffee. If it's in
summer.
Something transparent.
It's summer. I wanted an iced coffee, so I ordered an iced coffee sweetened with 2%.
Can the world please go back to 1920?
A venti iced coffee. And so Gordon turns that into, yes, I'd like a iced coffee sweetened with just
coffee,
2%.
Venti. Leave some room.
No, don't leave room because I already asked for the milk in it.
Okay, 2%. It just was a beating.
It was so busy they forgot to put the sweetener in it, so I'm just drinking coffee and milk.
So we have to, he's waiting for this. There's all these people. I'm all backed up against the door out to the patio.
Yeah, you turned into the doorman. You had to hold the door for a couple people.
Bunch of sweaty chested white people walking in and out of there.
Yeah, you got the all the Katy Trail runners coming in and out.
Ordering coffee. And so.
Makes sense.
I eventually said, well, I better go get that car cooled down.
Yeah, we can go start that AC up. I should have known better. I should have known not to ride with you and not ask you to go to a public place with me.
Well, this morning, it was the first time that I've driven in probably 3 months.
Usually get chauffeured?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I got to go over there. So I got to look to Dave like I'm a common man, right? So I rented a car real quick and came over to your house.
I didn't realize that. I should have known when it was white and had the little green E sticker on the back windshield.
Right. It smelled like it had just been shampooed, but they went ahead and shut the windows too soon, kind of mildewy.
Yeah, I should have known something was up.
Anyway, I still haven't got to what we talked about in the car.
Oh,
we've
there's
so
something uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't even remember this, so I'm anxious to hear.
So I started asking you about your plans for the show, which, surprise, surprise, just like when you produced this program, you had nothing.
That's what people expect.
Nothing has changed. So you're absolutely unprepared, and you start throwing out ideas. You say, figured we'd do Ask Gordon Keith. We'll do Ask Gordon Keith, and we'll also talk about she-mails. Let's talk about she-mails, and there was an article that you posted recently, Gordon, that we'll talk about that. So we get to talking about these women. And I don't know if the P1's read this article, but there's something called...
You need to retweet it.
Oh, well, I don't... It's what's tweet?
It's just a little ways down your Twitter feed. It's like 7 feeds down, or 7 tweets down.
Hold on, I'm looking at what people are saying right now. There's one reference to monkey hunching. That's
which
nice.
Is what which is what you did during the break.
It's taken off. Love the rant, especially love female body parts. But he has his female boss and 3 customers within earshot. That's a tough one.
So far, you have not gotten...
A lot of people talking about Whisker Biscuits. This is the most... The people in archery have to be wondering why Whisker Biscuit is trending in Dallas so much this morning. Let's see. I have no idea where it is.
You need to go to your page. You're on your feed.
I'm curious, why does a radio superstar like yourself feel the need to do a Saturday morning show?
Go to your profile. That's what you need to do.
Some bitch left this at my house. And then there's a picture. This is tweeted by ChrisChrisP1, so...
Oh, wow.
This is going to be interesting.
It's a real account. Oh, it's ovaries.
It's a plush ovary toy.
Stuffed animal ovary.
That's nice.
Well, I guess that's really a uterus, and those are the ovaries.
Yeah, these are the ovaries over here. These are the fallopian tubes, and then the purple is the ovary, and then this is the smiling uterus.
Yeah. Retweet that.
That's malformed, oddly enough.
Retweet that, and then you need to find the article and retweet it, because we're going to talk about it next, so people can read ahead.
Shemale talk next.
The ticket.
Strike one. Strike.
It's 10:56 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant today. Ordinarily, The Orphanage with Davey and Danny. Today, it's The Rant with Davey and Gordo.
Is this old or new? What are you playing here?
This is old. Get the balance right.
Okay.
And we are live today at the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show at Dallas Market Hall. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children. Children under 6 get in free, but there are also discounts available at boatshowandmore.com. And we encourage... Stop that. We encourage you to follow the conversation about the show, and you can do so by following any at Gordon Keith tweets, or you can go to the Facebook page of the orphanage, which is facebook.com/ticketorphanage, and you can post on the wall there. And Gordon, in the last break, you retweeted the article that we, I guess, are going to discuss. Are we in trouble, TC? No? Okay.
Calling audible.
So we're about to discuss the article that Gordon just retweeted, and also you retweeted a picture. What did you say? What did you retweet?
I just retweeted a lot of pictures here.
Okay.
I'm posting right now proof that we're at the boat show. That's this one that you told me not to show you anymore.
I don't want to see that anymore.
Why?
It's too distracting.
And then I also posted a picture. Apparently someone has ripped out Baby Bop's ovaries.
The female dinosaur in Barney?
Yes. And you can see that. And I stole this from Chris Chris's account, because he stole Chris Chris from us.
Yeah, it's only fair.
Yeah.
Now, you threatened, you said you have been wanting to disable your Twitter, that you want to just unplug, and I claimed that...
No, actually, I take that back. Twitter doesn't bother me. Twitter's okay, because you don't have to read all that stuff.
Right.
Email's different, because it's like, it comes to you, it's in your inbox, you feel like you've got to at least glance over it, and that sort of thing.
Right, it's directed to you.
Facebook, to me, is a one-way street. I just go Facebook, and if I want to find somebody from high school or, you know, keep up with my aunt's kids or something, which I guess would be my cousins.
You're so close with them.
Yeah. You know, something like that. But, I could do without the Facebook. I never bonded with the Facebook too well.
So, but...
So
you're backing off your Twitter claim that you want to cancel your Twitter account.
Well, we had a claim. TC and I were going to delete our Twitter accounts at the same time.
Yeah, Twitter murder-suicide.
It was going to be we were going to commit a double Twitter-side at the same time. I was going to reach over to his laptop and hit delete as he's reaching over to mine to hit delete as we huddle crying together.
Because I didn't believe you would do it, because you both enjoy attention so much.
I just enjoy attention from TC.
I think anybody...
And if I can't get that, I don't want to live anymore.
I think anybody who's on any social networking enjoys attention. It's a very base human emotion to get attention from other humans.
Or anyone who starts their own music blog.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm not an attention whore. Everybody's an attention whore on some level, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody wants to be famous and star in their own reality show.
I don't know that everyone wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be, I guess, validated and
right.
In some way by another human of their choosing.
Yeah. Or at least be noticed. If not famous, they want to at least be noticed.
But is that so great?
I don't know. You tell me.
After a certain point, I just don't know that that's so great. What's so great about...
Now that you're living the Michael Jordan life where you can't go outside the house without people recognizing you?
No, that would be a beating. Like, people who think that Michael Jordan has some great life and I mean, I'm sure it was cool playing basketball and being great at that and being able to accomplish anything, but the idea of not being able to move about the world with freedom.
Even in other countries?
Even in other countries, that to me is a certain kind of hell.
Yeah. The whole world is your prison.
Right. And I get that, and just to dismiss the counterarguments with, yeah, it'd be great to have his millions and all. Okay, yes, I understand having riches is a tremendous positive thing for people. But the whole great thing about having riches is you need to have riches that no one knows about.
Right, the millionaire next door.
Yeah, you don't want to be publicly rich, and you don't want to be public in general.
Please close that.
Why? Why not? It's fun to look at.
It's three girls dry humping the deck of the
boat. Not the boat is has movement.
No, the boat is barely creeping along.
No, it's a fixed camera, so you can't see the boat moving.
It's a what is it, a GIF?
Yeah.
Or a GIF? Is it a GIF or a JIF?
I'm about to JIF while looking at this gift.
Anyway.
All right, if you had to choose between the three.
No, I'm not going to.
Go straight down the line.
No. I'm not going to.
In the order they lined up, that's the way that you're going to take it.
Yeah, this picture is the definition of boats and hoes.
All right. So anyway, so we were talking about this article. All right, now I posted the article thanks to TC over here who found the article and tweeted it. And I retweeted it.
Yes.
It's your rant homework. It is the story of the perfect woman who's genetically male.
Yeah, and it's from a blog. And,
it's from your music blog.
No, it's not from my music blog. It's from this Jenna Pincott.
Excuse me?
Jenna Pincott. Hmm. And it's actually a blog from 2009. So I don't know, I don't really get where the subject came up. She's just saying that she met a woman in college that was kind of the impetus for her writing this blog. Basically,
speaking of impetus, check out the Viberect too. I've posted a link on my Twitter.
You're going Twitter crazy today.
I know. This is great. I'm never deleting my Twitter. I didn't realize how much fun it is.
So she talks about this girl she went to college with who was very statuesque, curvy, angular features, the object of every man's desire. Yet, turns out she had androgen androgen.
Why are you even in broadcasting?
Insensitivity syndrome. I'm not in broadcasting. I'm just on Saturdays.
Oh. So, the idea of this androgen insensitivity syndrome means that these women are basically immune to testosterone. Everybody has testosterone in their body, right?
Yes.
And so these women...
Men have more than women, but everybody has some, right?
These women are ultimately extremely feminine-looking, curvy, big-boobed, and they're beautiful. As a matter of fact, there is a theory that a lot of supermodels have androgen insensitivity
AIS.
Syndrome.
Let's just go with AIS.
Androgen insensitivity disorder syndrome,
yeah.
Or AIDS.
No, there's no D in it.
Oh. So the women who have this have undescended testicles.
Right, they're genetically male. They have no female plumbing whatsoever.
Well, I think they have a shallow V.
Right, but it's...
An incomplete
it's, but
V.
But it's not really a V. It's just a pocket.
Yeah, but the V is a pocket to the cervix.
Right.
It's the beautiful passage.
It's an inverted dingus.
Is it inverted dingus? And I think it'd be the inverted Schroeder.
Okay,
the
we'll
Schroeder is the equivalent to the V. That's the corresponding part.
Okay.
The CL is the equivalent to the
okay.
The penosity.
Okay. So
that makes sense.
So she doesn't have a CL.
I think she
and
well
her sack is
I think
up
she
in
must
her.
Have a CL because a CL has a corresponding part in the male and female. So,
right.
I mean, there's got to be some amount of CL.
But evidently, these women, it's uncomfortable for them to have Grinner Course.
Right.
Because
it's a pocket.
Shallow.
It's like a hot pocket.
Yeah. And I don't know if they necessarily produce...
produce
smecretions.
Produce some viscosity.
Some,
yeah.
Grubricant.
Right. So that's what this girl was saying when the first time that she made sweet love. It was painful for her.
Right. And they can't conceive. And they're technically male. And then they go on to talk about if...
But looks like a supermodel.
Right. And a lot of women who have this go their whole life without ever knowing it. I don't see if you
they
have
just
a,
wonder,
if
they,
you,
they
I don't see if
they
you
don't
have a gynecologist how you would not know.
Right. I think once you go to the gyne, you know. When he sees
the guy drops his
when he drops
forceps.
All his tools and says, "Holy hell,
oh
you've got a
God.
You've got a pocket. You've got an ungrubricated pocket.
I can't get my forceps in there. It's too shallow."
Good God, supermodel, you got a pocket.
You're a man.
You monster. So, but
they okay. show them out the back door.
All right, but let's say that they're able to, and this is the good, this is what every man faces. Every man must answer this question at some point in his life. Would he do love with an altered up androgynous insensitivity disorder syndrome person or a person with AIDS?
AIS.
Oh.
Don't you're confusing the terms.
So, If they deepen the pocket, you know, I guess whether they put a softball in it every night and put a, yeah, a big rubber, band,
a rubber
around
band around it.
Yeah, if they make the pocket more pliable.
Right.
And
just ram a butter knife up there.
I'm sorry?
Continue.
Okay. If they deepen the pocket and, you know, I don't know, get it to where they have, you know, like Pennzoil pockets that can be activated. You just you hit them.
You just bang on
yeah,
your
Yeah, little
hip.
Smash pockets, you know, that get it grubered.
Uh-huh.
Get it grubricated. Would you be okay with that? Would you be content? You got the added feature of no pregnancy risk.
Right. Never have to.
So you don't have to damn the world with children.
Yeah, or ever have to worry about wearing a Jimmy hat.
Right. And they look like that.
And the interesting thing, if you look at the article that Gordon tweeted at Gordon Keith on Twitter,
which will be deactivated within the next 20 minutes if my demands aren't met,
that there are
and my demands are that TC deletes his.
There are a number of comments, and granted, like I said, this is an article from 2009, so there's, you know, 2 years worth of comments, but there are many women who have, and I say women with air quotes, that have posted in the comments saying, "I'm so glad you wrote about this. I am full blown AIS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been living this with this for so many years, or I just found out about this or whatever." And they're saying, "I don't know how to tell my boyfriend."
Oh my Lord!
I don't know.
So they must be hooking up with micro peas.
I guess. But they're like, you
what?
Know.
Oh, wait. TC has information on micropenis. He's kind of our expert here. Go ahead, TC.
No, I read in the article that they have a surgery to enlarge the pocket.
Well, we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
Well, then
Shut
you
up.
Don't got to have the micro. You can have the regular.
So you're saying that the women who are, which, by the way, it seems like 100% of women who have AIS have internet access, too, because they all commented on this article. You're saying that those women said that they had had the, whatever, went to a doctor and had him throw in a wiffle ball bat and hit the end of it with a mallet, kind of lengthen it. And
then you don't got to do the micro.
Then you don't have to have a guy with a micro.
You can go up to regular size.
What about Magnum?
Now, that might be undoable.
You might need, like, 3 or 4 whacks on the wiffle ball bat for that.
Excuse me? 3 or 4 what? Huh. All right, what about you, TC? You need to answer this important question.
I think TC would take whatever he can get, right?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think's a hot supermodel?
They mentioned Giselle by name. Not that she is, but that there are
they
rumors.
Suspect.
There are rumors that mm-hmm. she is AIS. So is Tom Brady
Yeah, so, okay, there
gay?
You go. Giselle Munchen, would you...
Bunchensenton.
What? Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Why not?
Whether the pocket was lengthened or not.
I have a feeling I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't dig it very much if she's just kind of like
you'd
looking real disinterested, and like it kind of.
What if
you
she's?
Know.
What if she's just kind of?
But
what if she looks
me.
Slightly disinterested but is clearly tearing up?
No, but what if she loves you? What if you guys are you fall in love and then you find out?
But every sex act involves crying.
I just probably wouldn't do that many acts, and you know, everyone would think I was real kick ass. That'd be a positive.
Everybody would be going, "What is Gisele Bundchen doing with TC?" Little do they know, his micro fits her pocket.
Right, she was with Tom Brady, and now she's with TC.
Yeah, now she's with TC. What's going on there? Like walking all these red carpets together, TC in his ticket T-shirt on the red carpet.
Meanwhile, Tom Brady's elbowing all his buddies in the locker room doing, "Dude, I couldn't stay with that. It's a dude."
So, TC, you're on record. You do not mind undescended testicles in a woman.
I mean, there's always the internet, you know?
What does that mean?
Like, if I were in a relationship with her, I could just take care of it via the internet. And,
I see.
And just keep on with my...
So you're saying you would
never enjoy
would
the touch.
You would search out on the internet pictures and short films of women without testicles.
Yeah. Women entirely without. And I'd figure things out that way and then just go on with all these red carpet appearances. And
now, do you, Gordon,
yes.
Do you consider these AIS individuals...
Freaks of nature that should die?
Well, that answers my question. No, I wanted to know...
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish the question.
Do you consider them, even though they're genetically male, but they have all the appearances of a female, they've been raised a female, they believe themselves to be female, do you see them as a woman?
I do. Very much so.
Would you
Which
be with one?
Which makes me not attracted to them.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you think of him as kind of a guy up under the hood...
If their testicles were to descend...
I would like it if the testicles just kind of peeked out every once in a while.
just at the right moment?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Just give you a little wave.
If I just saw a hint of a testicle on a girl, I would go nuts.
It's 11:13 on the ticket.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS Mothership, this is...
The Rant. A one-time... reunion edition of The Rant with myself, Dave Lane, and Gordon Keith, who's filling in for Dan Bayless of The Orphanage.
Let's do an extra hour today. What comes on after this show?
The Scrubs.
Who are they?
Michael Krennic. Dave Newberry and...
I don't
Matt,
know. Maybe
Matt
they'll
McLaren.
Let us do an extra hour. Who knows?
Sorry, brain fart.
So we're out at the boat show.
Yes.
The ultimate summer boat and outdoor show at Market Hall.
Yep.
And we're going to be here for at least another 40 minutes or so. So people can come by and see us and look at boats. That's always fun. All right, now I think we're done with the topic of shallow V. Right?
I think so.
All right. What do you have next on the agenda, Dave?
I don't. I think ask Gordon Keith.
Oh, my Lord.
By the way, yes, it was an abortion of a commercial spot down in Distant.
Yeah, somebody bagging on your commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right.
I don't ordinarily do those.
Every live spot I do is bad.
Yeah, I should have just done it in a stupid character and everyone would have loved it.
Do you like the shoehorned in characters?
Uh-huh.
Dodge man who always has something really going wrong in his life, but he kind of tells you about it, but he don't want to get into it. Anyway, go ahead. You guys cock points, sir.
But he always Thanks wants you to... tell him that Dodge Man sent you.
Right. It's funny. It's a giggle. Mornings. Been doing it for 18 years. Kill me.
Is there a...
Delete my Twitter account, then kill me.
Is there an end in sight, Gordon?
In sight? No.
Will you...
Maybe in management sight, not in mine.
Right. Will you... How much longer are you boys under contract for?
That is private information, even though I think that the ticket released a press release on it against our wishes one time. But
you guys are, you're all committed to one another for as long as the foreseeable future.
I believe so, yes.
That's good news for the P1.
We all hang in there for each other.
What if one of you were to die? Would the show just self-destruct?
No, I bet you the show would continue. It would continue.
Get a new third wheel?
Two, I would think that Craig and I would be committed to...
Why are you saying George would be the first to die?
Yeah.
He's on Metafast.
He is on Metafast. He's looking good. Giorgio's lost 30 pounds. I'm very proud of him.
So it's not fake commercials?
No. It's not fake commercials where he's, like, gained 20 pounds, but it's right. Still in the air saying he's locked down 60.
He's not just at home eating Fritos.
Right.
Sitting on the couch.
Passing out with his sphinct and a sting vise. I think that we will continue for as long as we can. You got bills to pay.
That's right.
Now, the interesting question is, like, we've all handled our finances very differently.
You've overextended yourself.
Craig chose to, like, if you want to know how much money I could be worth, look at Craig's bank account.
Right. He's made wise choices.
He
very conservative.
Saved everything. Right. Mm-hmm. He saved everything. Me, I'm handing $1,000 bills to homeless guys. I'm buying $800 limitless clear pills.
Love to see that contract.
A lot of this was debt spending.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
They let you put the $800 a day smart pills on a credit card.
Yeah. The un-FDA approved smart pills. So anyway, no, the morning show, we enjoy our jobs. We love it. We're going to keep doing it. Yes, it's a beating waking up when the whole world is not stirring. There's a great element to that. I like getting started early. I like being done early.
Yeah.
But it does
wear
on you.
Yeah, zero traffic going to work.
It does wear on you. Uh-oh, TC.
Oh, he's
wanting
to chime in.
Broadcasting to do.
I just want to know when do you sleep? What is your sleeping pattern?
I've been trying to go to sleep at like 9.
Now both,
but I usually end up actually getting to sleep at 11.
Both Craig and George are religious daytime nappers.
Right.
Are you?
No. I do it. I go through phases. I'll daytime nap for 3 months, and then 3 months I won't do it.
It doesn't. Do you notice a difference? Does it make you function any better, or do you feel any more or less rested?
Is this Ask Gordon Keith now?
No, Ask Gordon Keith. We're just doing a primer. Ask Gordon Keith
well,
is
why
next.
Do a primer when we can just do the segment?
Well, okay. We're getting the stuff out of the way that we don't want to do in Ask Gordon Keith. Like, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, you're clearing out all the stuff that's not good enough for broadcast
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
All the stuff that we don't want the P1s to ask you, we're going to ask you.
Yeah. Like, do you like naps?
Right.
Jeez.
Do you eat food?
But you see what we're saying about needing to clear it out.
Right.
Yeah, okay, it's cleared out.
When you're doing the show, do you eat food?
The pocket's been cleared. We've done the finger sweep into the hot pocket and cleared out anything that may be remaining. So let's get to the good part.
Any sludgy debris.
Ugh.
We've wiped it off our finger. We've shook it into the wastebasket.
Kind of gets impacted up in there like hair in an appendix.
Yeah, or in a shower drain.
Okay. All right.
All right. So coming up next, Ask Gordon Keith. Tweet your questions to @GordonKeith, or you may call at 214-787-1310 as we kill the final segment of the fake rant.
Get breaking sports news alerts and failed bit warnings delivered instantly to your cell phone. Text JOIN to 44939 now to sign up for ticket text messaging. A P1 public service from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, 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 Dave.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. As predicted on GordonKeith.com, very sad story coming to us out of London, where Amy Winehouse has been found dead at the age of 27, dead at her home in her flat in London.
She was found about 4 p.m. London time?
Yeah. And no word on cause of death.
But it's confirmed by both the Daily Mail and the Guardian UK. It hasn't filtered to TMZ and the like, but it is confirmed. Amy Winehouse, I'm sure it's drug-related.
And she dies at 27, and I can't remember whether it's 27 or 28, which is the magical age. It's 27, isn't it? Yeah, so you had Janis Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Kurt Cobain, I think, was also 27. And
Morrison? Was Morrison 27?
Jim Morrison, I thought, was 28. He may have been 27. TC, you, since you're doing nothing here on site, why don't you look that up for us?
Research it.
Research it. So Amy Winehouse, dead at the age of 27. And I got to tell you, that's kind of sad to me. It makes me sad. Because I posted that video of her recently, and where was she when she did that?
Oh, was it in like Prague or somewhere?
Morrison was 27.
Morrison was 27, mm-hmm. too?
Was it in Prague or somewhere, Romania?
Prague or somewhere over there, yeah.
It was like her comeback show, and she was so either drunk or drugged up, she couldn't even remember the words, and she was falling around on stage.
It was pathetic. It was so sad.
Her
headline was Amy Winehouse is going to be dead soon.
Yeah, her band was trying to prop her up and trying to you know, get her pointed in the right direction, but she couldn't remember the words to her songs, and her fans in the crowd were like, "Come on, Amy, you can do it." They were like encouraging her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up getting booed off the stage, I believe, once they realized that she had nothing.
Mm.
So yeah, Amy Winehouse, dead at the age of 27. And I'm sure drug-related details will come out
in
the next day or so.
June 19th. Amy Winehouse is going to die soon.
A little more than a month ago.
Wow, that's so sad.
You need to retweet that video.
Yeah, okay, I will. I'll do that. So do we have any further details on this?
No, nothing yet.
I saw a story that I was trying to get to where the headline was that it was drugs, but that website is now down. I'm sure that the traffic is probably too much. This is
it's going to be drugs, drinking, or her heart giving out due to combination of both.
And her anorexia.
It's on TMZ now.
It is?
But it's just according to reports, story developing.
So, all right. I don't want to beat everyone down by getting all philo on you, but what's the deal with it? Here, as humans, we're just trying to pummel ourselves out of existence, some of us are. Just drinking and drugging and just can't stand to a waking moment being sober.
Well, I mean, she obviously was extremely troubled and didn't much like herself.
But what causes some people to hate themselves so much?
Have you ever seen pictures of her when she first started performing?
Mm-mm.
I mean, she was like 20, 30 pounds heavier. Real normal looking, kind of homely. And then she, you know, got into, I guess, you know, the whole drug thing. Got all tatted up.
Was she hooked up with that Baby Shambles guy for a while?
Yeah.
Peter Doherty.
Doherty?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was the Libertines guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they went down the downward spiral together. But when she started hanging out with him, she got all tatted up, started wearing the beehive, you know, got all skinny, got a boob job, started wearing the crazy cat makeup.
And she got, like, ostrich legs put on her?
Yeah. She got the backward knees that you want so badly. But yeah, she totally transformed over the course of a couple years, and then she got famous, and the world was handed to her on a platter, and she just couldn't handle it.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, it's sad when you see someone self-destruct, and you're right. I mean, when you predicted a month ago, I know you were just coming up with a cheeky headline for the video.
Right.
But
well, no, I swear to you, it wasn't cheeky. Like, I actually meant that. I watched that video, I got depressed, I got sad, and I meant exactly what I put, that Amy Winehouse is going to die soon.
And she was one of those people that you knew was not going to see 30. Just the way that she lived her life and her complete, it seemed, lack of concern for her own well-being and no desire. I mean, you know, that rehab song, I Don't Want to Go to Rehab. I mean, she's making a joke about it. I mean, she doesn't want to change. She didn't want to change. And then I think she ended up, whether it was intentional or not, she ended up achieving her end goal.
Yeah, I guess she won by completely losing in the end. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I just think death is super gay.
Death is super gay. The Z-ster one ever. Hey, does the Z-ster distance from that?
What?
PC, does this Easter distance from his
super
gay hallmark now, or is he like promoting T-shirts with that on it now?
I mean, I don't think he likes that his identity is that one line, but as far as his opinions on space, he fully stands by him. He feels that same way about space still.
I've never. Are we done talking about Amy Winehouse?
Sure.
Somehow we got.
Well, let me segue from Amy Winehouse talk to Jake Zetok by telling you that Alexis is from noon to 2 at the Tickets Open House today at Austin Waters in Darling Homes Master Plan Community inside the Plano Parkway Corridor.
The worst segue I've ever heard, related to nothing on either side of it.
Register to win Rangers tickets and other great prizes, perhaps an Amy Winehouse box set. I don't know. The Tickets Open House is presented by LP Building Products, which are super gay. See, I related it to both sides.
They don't say they're super gay there. Yeah, I think we've got to stick with Amy Winehouse and save Jake Zetok. I know the Metroplex is really clamoring for that, but
they ought to make whoever is the P1 who makes all the ticket bootleg T-shirts. They need to doctor up the NASA logo and get Space is Super Gay on it somehow.
I know they have some form of Space is Super Gay T-shirts available.
All right, well, I'm retweeting right now. If you want to follow on Twitter, tweet. They can follow me at Gordon Keith. It's all one word.
Yes.
And I am retweeting the Amy Winehouse video that is so incredibly sad.
And you're being proclaimed on Twitter as talk radio host, humorist, and psychic for your prediction of Amy Winehouse's death.
Oh, thank you, I guess, for that. Alyssa Milano has confirmed the death.
Oh, good.
She tweets, tragic, rest in peace, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Twitter tweet search on Amy Winehouse to see who else is wishing their condolences.
Okay, now what's the story with her dad, her relationship with her dad and her parents and that sort of thing? Wasn't that strained or troubled or something to that effect?
I know they were estranged. I don't know what the genesis of that was.
Well, thank you, Dave. I sure did enjoy that conversation about that aspect of it.
Okay, since TC is not doing his proper research, I will go with the tweet of one James Seville, who says, Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, and now Amy Winehouse, all dead at 27.
Scoreboard. TC, how many more years do you get before you can scoreboard Amy Winehouse?
What do you mean?
Till you outlive her.
That would be 4 years for me.
All right.
But will I make it past that?
I wonder what Kim...
Will that list one day include TC Fleming?
No, I doubt it. I wonder what Kim Kardashian thinks about Amy Winehouse. Why don't you tweet Kim Kardashian, ask if she's heard.
I don't need her take on the Amy Winehouse death. In case you're just joining us, heard it here first, America.
If Gordon's not going to do it, I encourage all the P1s to tweet Kim Kardashian and ask if she's heard about Amy Winehouse kicking the bucket.
Kind of accuse her of something.
Right.
That's what you got to do. Just go through your Twitter decks, or whatever is the equivalent of a Twitter Rolodex, and just start accusing different celebrities of, are you happy now?
Right.
You finally
got your wish.
And just watch all the celebrities try to defend themselves.
I never said anything about Amy Winehouse.
And you know, we never talked about that dang Norway thing. Did you read the details on this thing?
No. I know that it was, they say he was a... He was native to Norway, but he was in a radical political group or something.
Yeah, he was a right wing nut who's white, and I believe had ties to ultra right wing Christian groups or something like this, or posted on ultra right wing Christian boards or something. So he's not a terrorist, Dave. He's a madman.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know
there was an ethnic qualifier to terrorist.
It always seems like that's the way it gets broken down.
But wasn't Timothy McVeigh a terrorist?
You know what? I think he's most often described as just Timothy McVeigh or the Oklahoma City bomber.
True, yeah.
He's not like Muhammad Atta. That guy was a terrorist.
Right.
But Timothy McVeigh was just, you know, crazy. Just one of those.
Just a mass murderer. Yeah.
So this dude in Norway, he sets off a bomb over by the some sort of government building.
Yeah, in Oslo, Norway.
In Oslo. Killed like 9 people there, I believe. Something to that effect. Then he goes over to this political youth retreat that was going on in this island. And he goes to this political youth retreat that was going on in this small island. And he's dressed as a police officer. Where word has started filtering to the people at this youth retreat that there was a bombing in Oslo. And he says that he is a police officer and wants to talk to the kids about this bombing.
Gets them all sat down.
So they're like, sure, come on up. We can talk about it. So as soon as everyone's there, ready to hear his talk on it, he pulls out a Glock and I think a submachine gun and just starts mowing down the crowd, shooting person after person. Some people are running towards him thinking that he's firing back at someone who's actually firing on the crowd because he's a police officer.
Right.
So they're running to him to safety, so he's just picking them off. And then he's chasing people outside of the tent. A bunch of the kids jump into the water, trying to swim the 3/4 of a mile to the mainland to get away from this guy. He walks out on the beach and is screaming at him, just picking them off in the water. No telling how many of them drowned trying to get away from him.
Total of 80 kids or 80 people died.
I think it's more than that. It's over 90. I think it's 92 people so far.
Well, maybe that's
at the hands of this one guy.
Maybe that's the total between the bombing and the shooting.
Right.
The two separate incidents.
But they still don't know if some people drowned, you know, and are under the surface of the water right now, and their bodies just haven't resurfaced yet. All this one. And the dude, now what would you think is the conclusion of this? Either he kills himself or the police shoot him, right? No. They took him into custody. He did not kill himself.
Did he surrender, or was there a standoff?
Yeah, they say that, ultimately he surrendered when the cops had him. He just surrendered, and they say he's been very talkative back there, wanting to explain everything that he did and why he did it. Over 90 people.
Unbelievable. And, I mean, this is not to say that, I mean, I don't know anything about Norway. I can't imagine that it's a very violent nation. They've got to be completely flummoxed and distraught about this.
Yeah.
That something so horrendous could happen right there.
And TC leaned over to me and said that the suspect is kind of hot.
TC, you want to confirm
blue-eyed,
that?
Blue-eyed, blonde,
do you have a
square-jawed.
Headshot?
No, I actually don't feel that way because his testicles are descended.
You only like undescended testicles in your androgynous murderers.
Yes.
Gordon likes testicles that run underneath the skin that you can kind of see descending and migrating and then peeking out the shallow V.
They're like squirrels. If you see them on the front of the thigh, they'll hurry up and run around to the back of the thigh and flatten themselves out.
Right. Just looks like they have a hamstring pull.
Right. Just kind of a little knotted up hamstring there.
So very sad for Amy Winehouse and all the dead Norwegians.
Indeed. Now, find the Norway guy. What's his name? What's the suspect's name, TC? You're microblogging the show.
It's Anders Behring Breivik.
Didn't he write The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
No.
I think that guy's already dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breivik is how you spell his last name.
Where's a picture of him? Do you have a picture of him, PC?
I have not been able to find a picture of him yet. I do, as you say, already find him attractive despite that.
You whispered it in his ear, so...
He had some kind of chin situation.
He's got... It looks like a chin... It looks like he has chin dimples on either side of his chin.
But, he's oddly handsome for an outcast.
Yeah. He's got, like, kind of a shaggy, long, sandy blonde hair. He's got the popped collar.
Yeah.
He looks
like he would be, like, the second lieutenant to Alan Rickman in any sort of film.
Or he looks like he might be, like, one of the henchmen of the bad guy in Die Hard.
Isn't that the reference I just made?
Oh.
Anyway, that is an incredibly tragic situation over there. I just can't imagine the panic and pandemonium.
How do you make it over there?
To the island?
Yeah. I'm looking at this. This isn't very close.
Like, swam like a bear? Well, I think they have, like...
That little A is the island.
Well, they have vessels there to get you across, don't they?
Probably a ferry or something.
But just how do you blow up the bomb and then get all the way over there?
Well, I'm assuming he took a car or public transportation.
Oh, so this wasn't very close together?
I don't think it was all that close together. I mean, I think they were separated by a matter of, you know, hours.
He had to go okay. somewhere to change into the police uniform.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that how far it is?
So did he?
Yeah, Oslo's
did he,
right
did he
there.
Yeah, set off remote explosives?
I don't know.
We know nothing
which
about this story
which
yet.
Which story troubles
it.
You more, the Norway or the Amy Winehouse?
The Norway, of course.
It should. But I guarantee you a lot more people are like, oh, they're seeking out information on the Amy Winehouse.
Right. Oh, it's so tragic. No, she was on a one-way ticket to hell.
She was in her little smart car barreling towards death.
Yeah, if anyone is surprised
by
that.
Is everybody over smart cars now?
I think so.
And when they came out, everyone, oh, these are going to be great. This is just wonderful. And now everyone realizes they just look stupid.
No, those Europeans still haven't gotten the word.
About Amy Winehouse?
No, about the smart cars.
Oh. They're okay for Europe. They're not okay for America.
You're right.
Because of American exceptionalism. I have just been tweeted at by Amy Winehouse.
What?
Asking if I'm still accepting pictures of ovaries. So we don't know if this is very unconfirmed by these news organizations reporting that she's dead. When I've just received a tweet from her, and I can report that Amy Winehouse is still going with the avatar of just the egg.
Right.
The default egg.
And she also tweeted, I'm not dead, you twits. Loving the new rant, by the way.
She did. Oh, wow.
All right. So we'll do more research on the death of Amy Winehouse and the tragic Norway explosion / mass murder next on The Ticket.
Time to mature.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the orphanage, but today it was the rant. I'm Dave, and I appreciate Gordon being with me today.
Just like Amy Winehouse, we have run out of time, Dave.
Yes, we have been at the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoors Show at Dallas Market Hall. It continues today and tomorrow. Go to boatshowandmore.com for information and discounted admission. But yes, it's been a jam-packed show. We've talked about iced coffee and shallow V's and Amy Winehouse.
Testicles.
And the Oslo bombing / shooting. And evidently there was a second accomplice. That
or just an accomplice.
Well, a second individual, an accomplice,
mm-hmm.
that evidently detonated the bombs while the gunman was...
Stieg Larsson.
No, it wasn't Stieg Larsson.
Whatever his name is.
While the gunman was going over to the island to perpetrate that crime. So, sad news. And yes, if you hadn't heard, Amy Winehouse, I guess it's an apparent overdose. As Gordon says, she has made her last worldly doo-doo.
I've never said anything of the sort. That's a weird way of putting death.
That was going to be your headline.
That they're not going to do anymore.
And I think... Christian Eastwood McQueen says it best when he says that newsman Gordon Keith reports newswoman Alyssa Milano is reporting that Amy Winehouse is indeed no longer breathing the life air.
Okay. Everyone is not taking life seriously now. Everybody's given up and just descended into a vortex of nonsense.
I'm still waiting for the P1s to start tweeting Kim Kardashian, accusing her of having Amy Winehouse in the Deadpool.
Anyway, David, we got to get out of the way because we got some serious sports
yes.
coming up next.
We've been J-O-ing for the last 2 hours, but now it's time for you, the P1, to get your sports fix for Saturday because the Scrubs are coming up next. They're going to be breaking down the Rangers and the NFL lockout.
And they have refused to mix. They have refused to mix. I want that to be on record.
I think they're scared to mix because they don't want to be beaten up by you, and they also don't want to go till 12 after.
We're scared of the bully.
Yeah, they don't want to go to 12 after and have their clock screwed up the entire show.
because of their important content.
Yes, and because of their undescended testicles.
You guys have undescended testicles?
I told you not to make that public.
So, yeah, stay tuned for Matt McLaren and David Newberry, the Scrubs. Thanks to TC. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show. And really, truly, thanks to you, Gordon. Because no one would have wanted to hear me for 2 hours by myself.
I regret I agreed to do this, actually.
And now you have to drive me home.
I know. Now I got to listen to him on the way home, too. Can you get a ride with TC?
I guess I could.
Thanks. I appreciate it, pal.
Stay tuned for the Scrubs on the Ticket.
That's all, bitches.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents Guys Night Out next.